I was told to announce that just after the Mass, we will be passing out cups of cold water. So prepare yourselves. Anyway, among other difficult things that Jesus asks of us in today's scriptures is the call to love him more than we love our father, that we love our mother, son, or daughter. As a question in the genre of, do you love me enough to walk my walk, or at least to walk with me as a way of giving others your gift of life? It's for many of us unquestionably enriching to be around people who easily show their strength of character and are known as people easy to be with, easy to trust. In their words and in their actions, they tend to spread peace and understanding that let it be known that they can be good companions in any situation. And so, they're called upon often to do the difficult thing for others when it is requested. And that difficult thing is often requested very readily of those of us who are called to our hearts and to give them away. Today in our scripture, we meet Jesus in the gospel, of course. But we also meet two other people in the first reading who show us a path that opens up the promise of blessedness. The first is Elisha, an Old Testament prophet, recognized as a holy person of God who represented God's presence and God's constant mission among people. He traveled regularly to complete his preaching and his teaching and his commitment to those, and caught the attention in his preaching, in his teaching, of a woman from Shunem who recognized in him a holiness that drew her into his presence, close to his heart. And so we meet the Shunammite woman who had some difficult and distracting issues to deal with in her own life. She was childless. And being childless in a culture that saw children as a clear blessing from God, and being barren as a form of a curse in her life. Almost certainly, she would have felt and had to carry the burden of negativity from her neighbors. And yet this woman seemed able to let go of her own issues to be able to focus on her culturally correct sense of welcoming the prophet Elisha, the prophet of her village, and welcoming him into the sacred action of hospitality by way especially of providing for him a more comfortable place with which to refresh himself and with which to do God's desires and God's will in a better way. She recognized in Elisha a goodness, and she sensed his godliness as she offered him hospitality. Hospitality that was appropriate in that culture, perhaps a kind of hospitality that is sacred and special in all cultures, in all days. The Shunammite woman saw God in the traveling prophet, Elisha. And her welcome of him as God's spokesperson was also her way of welcoming God's self into her life in a new and deeper way. People suggest that because God is the God of life, she, who was supposed to be barren, became pregnant with the gift of new life through Elisha. God had acted powerfully for the woman because she was kind and she was hospitable to Elisha, providing a comfortable room for him in his missionary travels through her territory. You know, we can remember, I think, that many Hebrew and scriptures and Christian scriptures speak strongly of the requirement of hospitality, the rule of life to welcome and to care for the stranger among us. This woman of Shunem can remind us that in our search for God, practicing hospitality can become a spiritual discipline that leads to a blessing that God desires to gift us with. So we are here at a Eucharistic table, gathered here, a place of God's hospitality to us, where a banquet has been prepared for us, and we are welcome to share together the bread that is life and the hospitality that is a call to godliness and the difficult but very important way of Jesus Christ in our world, in our life. In the genre that began our homily, we might ask if the bread banquet of Eucharist can call us to allow the gift of hospitality and shared life open the door to the goodness of God and the godliness that we share. I want to share this little bit, and that some of you may have heard, but through the heart of a prophet or a poet and a theologian named Henry Nouwen. I think you've maybe heard of Henry. Good friend of many of you, right? Dinner and, here he is. He's giving us a thought, a helpful thought and a sacred thought on hospitality. In our world full of strangers estranged from their own past, culture, and country, from their neighbors, from their friends and family, from their deepest self and their God, we witness a painful search for a hospitable place where life can be lived without fear and where community can be found always. Although many strangers in this world can become victims of fearful hostility, it is obligatory for the people of God to offer an open and hospitable space where strangers can cast off their strangeness and become our fellow human beings. And that's our vocation, he asserts. To convert hostility into sacred hospitality. To convert the enemy into a guest and to create the free and fearless space where sisterhood and brotherhood can be formed and fully experienced. I believe that both the prophet Elisha and the generously hospitable woman of Shunem would agree with Naaman in his assessment of the value of hospitality, of shared life, and the way of God's love in Christ Jesus, our Lord.